This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Helen and joining me today is Rob.
Hello. Hey, have you heard Neil's good news?
No. What is that?
Well, he ran in the London Marathon and he came first.
That's impossible.
Well, I know it's hard to believe, but he has been training very hard and he's quite a fast runner.
Sorry, Rob. He's lying through his teeth. He went to the cinema on Sunday.
Oh, did he really? Well, you've just used a perfect phrase, to lie through your teeth. It means to tell someone something that's completely untrue.
That's why I said it. So he's giving you false information.
Yes, I'm going to have words with him. But before I do, let's hear some more examples of this phrase.
When she said she was nearly 30 years old, I knew she was lying through her teeth.
They promised we'd get free drinks every day at our hotel, but they were lying through their teeth.
He lied through his teeth when he said he bought an expensive engagement ring. It was just a cheap one from the catalogue.
So, to lie through your teeth means to say something that's false. Neil was telling an outrageous lie. I can't believe you fell for it.
Well, actually, it was me who was lying through my teeth. Neil didn't tell me he'd won the marathon. It was a trick to find out where Neil really was on Sunday. And now you've told me he was at the cinema on his own. Thanks very much.
Well, to be honest, he wasn't alone at the cinema. He went with me. But we forgot to invite you. Sorry.
You liar.
It was just a little white lie. A lie that's told just to avoid upsetting someone.
Well, it hasn't worked. I'm off. Goodbye.
Oh dear, Rob.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.